original item here. Our buddy Benny the Brain just came up.
Benny!
Appreciate him very much. We get to go to, I should say. The Sticky's Rock and Roll Chicken Shack Hotline. And then Corn Dog. Darnell, Mike, hang on. We'll get to you guys ASAP. JT, let's go first things first. How's your bracket?
13.
That's good.
13 and 16. Yeah, we'll take it.
Good job.
We've got one perfect card. 140 entries, 1-16 for 16.
Wow, that's amazing. You want to name names?
Well, he's actually a certain jockey's agent to none other than David Mello, who we had on the show a couple of weeks ago. Brian Asman, a long-time friend of mine. He is a very, very astute handicapper when it comes to basketball.
Clearly.
Obviously. But, yes, he follows it very closely, and he did put in a couple of different sheets. He played multiple cards, but one of them is 16 for 16, which is obviously very good.
What's that?
I want to know who picked Harvard.
Pat Bradley did,
the
others.
Did, really?
Yeah. Yeah.
But do you remember that Ivy League run, though, that Princeton was on? Remember they had the before the clock was instituted, and they'd do that old four-corner stuff? They had a couple of really good tournaments back in the 90s. So.
Yeah, they've got athletes that can handle actual real basketball with a shot clock now, too. So give Amaker credit. He's getting players.
Indeed. Yeah. Indeed. And they did play a good game yesterday. I don't think they backed into it. I thought they played pretty well.
Yes, it's amazing what you can do with a basketball IQ and an IQ, too.
My bracket's so bad I should pay him $1 billion.
Well, I'm wondering, you get to the point where you're like, if I flew this guy to Vegas with me to make wagers, it might be worth it. So, anyway. All right, well, we'll talk a little more hoop, I'm sure, tomorrow. Mostly we'll be focused on the horses, though, Oakland Race Day mañana. But we got races going today, Money. So,
we do, and a good-looking day so far. A few clouds, but track fast, and the weather is certainly warming up here at Oaklawn, and so is the action as we head in to this Friday afternoon card. In the opener, went with number 5, Impetuous Bay here. Race loaded with early speed, and Impetuous Bay turned in a little bit of a rally last time out in just her second career start. She's definitely headed in the right direction for trainer Richard Jackson, who has been conspicuously quiet thus far at the meeting. He's due to break out any day now, and I think he may have a live one in the opener with number 5, Impetuous Bay. We'll move to the second race, and I went to the favorite in there, number 2, Maybelle Slew. Very consistent mare. She always seems to show up whenever they lead her over. She's maybe not as often raced as some of these others in here, but she's getting 8 years old now. Little up in age, but she does again show up every time out. And Chris Richard again having a great meet, as we all expected he would. Favorite of the last 4 starts, Maybelle Slew looks like the legitimate favorite again this afternoon. It's the 2 horses in the second store, both numbers this afternoon, to be at 5 and 2. Let's move now to the featured 8th race on the afternoon, and it is a good looking group here of allowance animals assembled. And I went to number 5, Frederico, another one of these very honest horses that does show up each and every time out. He's got a couple of gaps in his past performances, but he doesn't really tail off when he comes in off the way off. And Mr. Bill Franco, his trainer, is another outfit that is just going lights out so far at the meeting. Number 5, Frederico, that's in the 8th as our Buzz feature race plate. Our Buzz long shot comes back in the 1st race here this afternoon. Going to be a square price on that horse, and it is number 5, Power of the Court. A little bit of a tie-in maybe to the Heart of the Wood this afternoon, but number 5, Power of the Court in the 5th. 8-1 in the line, comes off a good-looking race last time out when this one faced a little bit better brand of a $7,500 claimer. I think the public is going to overlook that a little bit. 8-1, our Buzz long shot play of the day. That's number 5, Powers of the Court in the 5th.
If we're going to give an appropriate ode right to the tournament, I need a horse that is named My Bracket Sucks. So I'll look for that this weekend.
Maybe next year. That's way out of the deal. But yeah, it's great. Calm down. Look at some races. You got all the hardwood action on the selected monitors. We've got the plan here this afternoon and all weekend long, as long as March Madness is underway. So the best of both worlds here at Oakland.
We've got the infield tomorrow, weather permitting. And of course, we have Oakland Race Day tomorrow at 11 o'clock as well. So I guess they've got I don't know if they did this last year or not, but the inflatables in the petting zoo, is that a new item, do you know? Is that an addition?
Well, they toyed with the idea a little bit last year, getting some family-oriented activities, and it did go over so well that, yes, they're going to have some family activities out there, some areas that the kids can go. Mom and Dad can wager on the ponies, and the kids can have a good time, too.
It's competitive. I was going to say, exactly right. Yep. We need to get a liger down there, but we'll work on that for next year. Jeff, appreciate it. I do want to, while we've got you on, wish a happy birthday once again. We mentioned him yesterday to David Longinati, who was celebrating today. So he's been a longtime friend of the show. And for those of you who are familiar with Oakland. He's a longtime staple, having grown up around the track. So a great guy, and we wish him well on this birthday.
Indeed. David's on recovery from a physical issue, but he's here in spirit every day, and I'm talking to him last week, as a matter of fact, and loves Oakland, that's for sure. And as director of racing, he's doing a terrific job in guiding us down this often rocky road when it comes to racing.
I talked to him by text today. He's still a smart Alex, so that's good.
That's same old David.
Yes, exactly. All right, Jeff, thanks. We'll talk tomorrow. Good morning, everybody. Appreciate it. Looking forward to talking to Jeff on Oakland Race Day. Always fun. Let's get a couple calls in here. We'll talk to Benny the Brain. Did you fill out a bracket over there?
I did.